Welcome to the Resilience Unlimited Show, your go-to podcast for empowerment and growth. I'm Coach Dr. Lauren, founder of Resilience Unlimited, inviting you to join our transformative journey each week. This space is specially crafted for high-achieving women, specifically women of color, where we can feel seen, heard, and part of a thriving community. This podcast is your compass for emotional regulation, understanding your purpose, and living unapologetically authentic. Ready to invest in yourself? We are back. We are in another awesome episode of the Resilience Unlimited show. Those of you who are new, welcome. I am Dr. Lauren. This is the Resilience Unlimited show. And it's really a space for, as you heard in the intro, women of color to really feel seen and heard and to talk about the things that maybe we don't feel comfortable to talk about in an open space. So I have another amazing guest this week, Dr. Sherry, and I cannot wait to have this conversation about radical self-care because I think this is definitely an area, especially we as Black women, we don't really practice a lot of. So be sure to hit that subscribe button on YouTube. If you're listening, definitely hit that subscribe button as well. But I want to let my guest, Dr. Sherry, introduce herself and let the audience know, who are you in relevance to this space?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. First and foremost, thank you so much for having me today, Dr. Lauren.
Absolutely.
I am Dr. Sherry. I like to refer to myself as a very passionate human service professional. So I have 3 decades in the human service space. I always tell people that I started out doing everything from front desk receptionist to chief bottle washer, you know, in the human services space.
Wow.
You get in where you fit in, you roll up those sleeves and you do everything. I have a PhD in human services focusing on multidisciplinary spaces. Mm. And I love to show up in nonprofit organizations and for fellow human service professionals to help them kind of process kind of where they are. Human right. services work is really, really hard work.
Yes.
You have to show up in spaces for people regardless of what is going on in your own personal space. So mm-hmm. I like to show up for organizations and for human service professionals and help them look at themselves, but also mm-hmm. help them look at their policies and procedures. Because a lot of times those policies and procedures, they induce burnout.
Mm.
They also induce these resource depleting behaviors.
Yes.
And as someone who is an executive director in their daytime life, I've been guilty of that sometimes because we have so many things that that's on our plate. We have so many competing deadlines and competing mm-hmm. deliverables. But because I have been doing this work for such a long time, both at the front desk end and the frontline end, and now in the leadership space, I think that I come to this space with my own personal journey.
Right.
With my own personal experience and with, you know, unapologetic authenticity.
Yes, yes, snaps, right? Like authenticity, that's my number one core value.
Absolutely.
And like, why not? Vulnerability, authenticity, let's make it happen. And actually, I'm so glad you talked about your personal and, you know, we'll delve a little bit into the professional, but I want to say I did listen to an episode about boundaries on your podcast. And mm-hmm. I got to tell you, given the work that you do, it is so critical to have boundaries.
Absolutely.
And that radical self-care, because if you can't resource yourself, you cannot show up for the job and do it right.
Absolutely.
And I just, honestly, I wish I found your podcast 2 years ago when I was working in a school and I was trying to assert some boundaries. I think I could have done better, but it was just such a system of just institutional racism. And I just felt like I could never get ahead. And I was in a leadership role, but I felt like I was at the front desk. You know, I'm like, I got my doctorate.
Yeah,
like,
say that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm like, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. And every day I was just like, how do I find the self-care? Mm-hmm. So this conversation is critical. It's so needed. And I'm gonna open up with this question. So those of you who know, you listen to the show, I have these meaty ask questions, but it drives the discussion and it's always good. So, Dr. Sherry.
Yes.
How have your personal journey and experiences, particularly recognizing the detrimental effects of the grind hustle culture, shaped your advocacy for radical self-care on, number one, your podcast? But additionally, could you elaborate on how you guide individuals to break free from societal expectations, embrace authenticity, and undertake a profound radical self-care journey through personalized strategies and unwavering support?
Come on, sis, with the question.
Yes. Oh. Okay. This is a real question. For real. Let's break it down. Absolutely. Doctor to doctor.
That's right. So first and foremost, I think this starts from how we look at how our parents internalized working.
Yes.
Or whoever it was that raised you. So yeah. I was raised by my grandparents in Washington, D.C. That is home for me, the home of go-go
music. DMV. Oh, DMV.
So that's where I was raised, and that's who raised me. And I don't apologize for it, but I was raised in a home where my grandfather worked. Even after he retired from his daytime job, he worked. That's right. What I saw. And so that's what I grew up doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not apologizing for it because it got me to where I am today. However, I know how detrimental it has been to me as a woman.
Yes.
How detrimental it has been to me as a mother.
Yes.
How detrimental it has been to me as a professional. I also know, so it's almost one of those gift and a curse, liability and an asset type situation. Yep. So very early on in my human service career, I was a single mother putting myself through college. I have an amazing almost 28-year-old son, you know, so he saw not only me grinding,
right,
not only me working several jobs and putting myself through college, but he also saw me very tired.
Yeah.
He also saw me with a cold a lot because my
immune system was,
You know, so he also saw all of these things. He also saw me not have much of a social life because I was always working.
Right.
So yes, I was always working to accomplish things so I can provide a better life for him. But in hindsight, and we recently had to have one of those, as I call them, come to Jesus moments.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's like, hey, mom, you know, there were things that, you know, I missed out on as a kid. And that was a real, real hard
conversation. Exactly. Have. Yeah,
and
yeah.
For me, I was showing up and being a good mom.
Right.
But for him, he made me understand that, hey, you know, I missed out on this because you had to work. Or I missed out on that because you had to work. And then in my professional self, I said yes to everything. Hey, can you be part of this task force? Oh, yes.
Yes.
You be part of this committee. Oh, yes. I wanted to absorb everything. I wanted to learn everything. I wanted to, you know everything. And even though DC is home for me and I knew my community, but there was a side of my community that I didn't know. And so being on these task force, being on these committees, I was learning a side of my community that I didn't know, but that was helping me professionally. But then I was sacrificing so much of myself.
Yeah. Yep.
I was sacrificing so much of myself. And you can be ambitious, but not sacrifice yourself. You can have goals for yourself, but not sacrifice yourself. So in bringing that to self-care, I'm all about a good massage, all about a good daddy, all about a good mani. That is the pampering side of self-care.
Yes. Yes,
radical
I hear you.
Self-care is so much more than your manis and your petties and going out to brunch with your girls. Although I love a good brunch with my girls, you know, it's so much more than that. Radical self-care is about doing a deep dive. Radical self-care is inside out.
Yes.
And a lot of times when you do radical self-care, you might find out you might have to go sit down and find yourself a good therapist.
Yes. Yes.
Because then this is where the internal work needs to happen. Because for me, I focus on five domains of radical self-care.
Okay. Come on. What are they?
Social.
Yes.
What do you do that feeds your social self?
Yes.
Is it you have a good kiki with your girlfriends? Is it you just doing something with your children that feeds your soul?
Right.
What do you do for yourself socially that feeds you?
Mm-hmm.
Next, spiritually. It does not have to be what we might grew up knowing as maybe Jesus Christ. But what do you do that feeds you spiritually?
Yes.
Next is physical.
Yes.
Are you making your yearly mammogram, sis?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going for that prostate exam, brother?
Mm-hmm.
Are you drinking enough water? Are you making your doctor's appointments? What are you putting in your body? What are you putting on your body?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have, like we've been talking on the podcast, all of February, and we're going to move into March, professional self-care.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Are you taking your lunch breaks? Are you taking, if you are a human service professional or a social worker, after you are sitting with that client and that client is dumping all of that trauma on you, are you stepping away and taking a break? And mm-hmm. then you have mental and emotional self-care. Those five domains of self-care, that's you in its totality.
Yes. So there are so many things that you said. So first things first, I want to work backwards to what you just said. So this year I decided, I actually, one of my episodes is like, what is success? Everybody's definition of success is different. And, you know, I really had to do a deep dive. I had to say, like, is it really having a house and kids and being married? Is that really success for me? And I was like, not really feeling that fulfilled. I'm like, what is success for me? Yes, this is great and all, but what about the inside out, as you were saying? Yep. So I actually went through my own five pillars of success, and it's definitely physical. I need that endorphin release. I got to make sure I'm healthy. You know, my business, I got to nurture my business. I got to nurture my marriage. I have to nurture my, you know, being a mother and being present, not just like, yeah, here's a screen, like actually talking and being engaged. And the spiritual aspect, like what kind of my radical self-care is my quiet time at 5:30 in the morning to almost about 7, where I literally, like, I've been doing this for 237 days. Okay. It's been like, what, 8 months, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And it has literally changed me. And I start off with breathing. I do my meditation. I just joined this app. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's called Black Girls Breathing. And it's about breath work. Okay. And it's this Black woman named Jasmine Marie. And it's very affordable. It's $19 a month. And you get access to group coaching with other Black women, breath work, meditation. So I try to incorporate at least 2 to 3 of those in the morning a week. Okay. And then I do my motivationals. I listen to some motivational talks and get me going. Mm-hmm. And then I start listening to like short clips of books just to kind of educate myself to be like, oh, do I like this book? Should I actually read this whole book? You know, that kind of thing. And then I journal and do visualization. And that has literally changed.
And you just hit on all five areas but, of radical self-care.
And I'm doing this, Dr. Sherry, all before 7 o'clock in the morning. So I'm waking up feeling resourced. I'm waking up feeling like, okay, if X happened, you know, back in the day, this would have ruined my day. I would have been, you know, because I just didn't have my cup filled.
Yep.
But I also want to ask you a question. So I just finished this book called Rest is Resistance by Trisha Hersey.
Yes, I love that book.
So you were, when you were talking, so like literally the grind culture, I mean, that book, first of all, those of you know who are dedicated listeners, I have ADHD. It is very hard for me to finish a book, which is why I now audiobook. And I finished that book in 4 days, which
it's
is
such a good book.
I mean, it changed my life. It literally,
because it makes you look at sleep and rest in a completely different way.
It really does. And the thing is that in our culture, we do see our mothers, our grandmothers work. And like, for what? To be sick? And to just be weary and to be like, I got to retirement and now I can't even enjoy. I mean, it really was like, so my theme this year for the ladies out there listening, I have 3 affirmations I repeat every day. I am enough. I do enough and I have enough. Cause I'm like, listen, I already hit the productivity, the physical, the social, the spiritual. I'm good. If I got all those done today, I don't need to add on 50 more things on my to-do list. Mm-hmm. Let me just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just like when you were talking, I was just thinking about all of that. And it is hard. It is hard, but you have to start somewhere, you know?
And that's why one of the things that I offer to my clients is let's do a radical self-care audit. because you were doing those things not even
knowing
that you are practicing radical self-care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes one of the tools that I work with my clients is let's do a support wheel. And I used to use this tool when I used to work in reentry when I was in Washington, D.C. Let's look at who in your life supports you.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we say, I don't have any support. But then if you really sat down and started to analyze all the people in your life, two things are going to happen. You're going to look at who you need to remove from your life and who you haven't been given enough credit to that really is there for you.
Mm-hmm,
so we look at the support wheel, and it's literally a document with the wheel in the center. And we put your name in the center, and then we start drawing lines, and we put persons' names in those circles. And then what do they offer you?
Mm-hmm.
Do they offer you some social radical self-care?
Right.
Are they that person after you go to a doctor's appointment, you call them and you let them know what the doctor says so they can support you there?
That support,
You know, like how are they offering you support? Because at the end of the day, we all need support. One of the things that I cannot stand to hear anybody say is that I don't need good girlfriends. We all need good girlfriends.
Who says that?
We all need good girlfriends. We all need good friends.
Yeah.
So who is your support? And so when we do the radical self-care audit, we look at every area of your life. Even if you don't do anything but sit in your room with feet planted, ground yourself and tune out everything for 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
That's a start.
You know what I'm saying? I was actually just talking to my husband about this morning. He's been meditating for like 5 years straight. And I commend him because it has made a massive difference. But I was like, you know, we all have 24 hours in a day. You can't find 5 minutes.
You can find five minutes. You took to scroll through Instagram or scroll through TikTok. That could be 5 minutes that you can be sitting with your feet planted in complete silence.
That's so true. And really getting rid of looking at that stuff the second you wake up. So in your episode and the boundaries, I want to comment on this because this is something that I really resonated with. I had to set boundaries with myself. I didn't even realize I had leaky boundaries with myself with the phone. So I actually forced myself for a good, it must have been a month and a half, where literally my phone would shut off at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday through Thursday, and I couldn't text or email or anything until 6:30 a.m. the next day. And it got to the point where one of my really good friends, she's like, I wanted to get this voice note in because I know your phone cuts off at 8, and she understands those are my boundaries where that's my time. That's my time. Cause I'm not a night person. I am a very much a morning person. My brain. It just, I'm all faculties are not firing. You might not get what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned that. And then you also mentioned something about times of the month that clients know they can't reach you. And I was like, ooh, I need to do that.
Because this is the thing. And I say it all the time on my podcast. I'm not perfect with boundaries. I think in this season of my life at work, I am struggling with some boundaries. And I think this is one of those things, and you probably can resonate with this also, just because we're doctors don't mean we always got it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're still human. We're still moms. We still got, you know.
We're still human. I still won't get it wrong.
Right.
So we do struggle with boundaries, but there are some areas that I am really
non-negotiable.
With boundaries. And one of those areas, and it piggybacks on what you just mentioned, at 9:30, my phone goes in sleep mode.
Exactly.
And so there are certain people who can reach me, but I know if you calling me after 9:30, it's got to be an emergency. Like my son can reach me after 9:30.
Exactly.
And certain family members can reach me after 9:30. But you know, it's one of those things. Clients for one, can't reach me on my cell phone anyway.
I liked that you said that because that's a big thing for me too. It's like, I will give you a networking event. Oh, what's your cell? And I realize, well, and I have like a separate business line, and I realize some of these folks are using their, I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No. So yeah, I was nodding my head when I heard about that.
It, you have to respect your boundary.
Exactly. Because
if you don't respect your boundary, no one else will respect your boundary.
Exactly. And I actually had that burnout last summer with my educational therapy job, where literally I was like, my husband's like, you left the schools to have more time with us, and you are literally working more and around the clock. Mm-hmm. And so what I found that I was doing was I wanted to shut my day down like a school day, be done by 4. And then if I did anything in the evening, it was like because I needed to just finish up an administrative task, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then it got to the point where I was taking on, one client would be like, oh yeah, can you see my daughter from 5 to 6? How about 6:30 to 7:30? And I'm like resenting it the whole time. And I'm like, okay, because I'm thinking, well, they're a paying client. I was burnt out. And I literally was like, no, I don't have my own boundaries. So why would they respect my boundaries if I'm not asserting, no, I'm not available at this time? And that was a hard lesson for me to learn, but a very needed one for me to be that exhausted and kind of just shut down and get quiet and was like, what the hell is going on here? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because then I feel like everybody has to reach some point in their professional life where we're not chasing the dollar anymore.
Yes.
And we're not chasing, you know, the next client, mm-hmm. or trying to prove that I'm that girl, that I'm that coach, that I'm that consultant. Because when you are trying, because what's going to be for you is going
to
be
for you. Exactly. Yep. You don't need to fight for it. Like it's going to come when it's supposed to come. Everything is happening in perfect time. Like these are things I have to tell myself.
I believe in an abundance mindset.
There exactly.
There is a seat at the table for everybody.
Exactly.
Let me just go and pull up. Can you scoot over for a minute? That's my seat. I can fit in right here.
Exactly.
There is a seat at the table for everyone. I am not going to chase, because when you chase, you are falling back into this grind culture.
Mm-hmm.
You are falling because the grind culture will burn you out.
Absolutely. Read the book, guys. Read the book. Rest is resistance.
When I tell you, so I'm a big reader. Big reader. And for any Black authors, I always buy the audiobook and I buy the hard copy.
Okay.
I always do that. And so my commute in my daytime life is 1 hour 45 minutes from home. So girl, that's a whole nother story.
My gosh. I know that life. And I'm like, you know where I live. I put in driving to DC from Howard County, and I put in driving to Baltimore from Howard County. I'm done. I'm done. Yeah.
You're driving, and you're driving in DC traffic, DC Maryland traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the same commute. So I have enough time to
get it in.
So when I listened to her book, it was something that is our human right to rest.
Yes.
This is not something that we have to pay for. Mm-mm. This is not something that you got to go to Target and catch on sale or find on the clearance rack. This is something that is our human right to rest. And then when she put the cultural and the race aspect to it.
Oh,
it
yes.
Like, wait, sis.
It really did.
It's such an amazing book. And I have to often revisit it when I need to just snap myself back into like, okay, get your life together, because you're falling into the same routine again.
Right. And that's not going to get us where we need to be. And I think that it's easy to go back to the muscle memory of, okay, that's
absolutely
what I used to do. But I mean, every day I tell myself, how can I wake up and be a better version of myself today than I was yesterday? And yesterday was a damn good day. But let me be better. Maybe I'm not as stressed out about my productivity or whatever it is.
Right.
And so I just think that, Dr. Sherry, I'm looking at the time. We are coming close to the end of this episode, and this conversation is just so flowing and good. And I would love to really do a part two on this, because I know that you have coaching and you have, you know, consulting work. And I would love for you to actually have an opportunity to share with the audience a little bit about that work and how they can reach you, you know, possibly use your services. So please share that with us.
Sure. So I do go into nonprofit organizations. And if you know that you are a nonprofit organization and you feel, or you are even observing that, you know, your staff is kind of burnt out. And so it might be your policies and procedures. And so I can come in and we can look at your policies and procedures and kind of take a look at what's going on. So my website is www.lcconsultingandcoaching.com. I also do one-on-one coaching with human service professionals and also social workers. And if you are struggling with, you know, if manis and petties is your thing, that's great, sis. I am knocking that. Right. However, that is not going to
solve the problem.
Burnout. It's not
going to snow.
So let's do a radical self-care audit. And all of my information is on my website. You can also follow me over on Instagram at Dr. Sherry_holisticcoach. I'm always over on Instagram. That's my jam. I also make some homemade soaps. And so I do love to create an atmosphere if you want to.
Oh, I like that.
And create like a loving, relaxing atmosphere. And that is the psbox.com. We make homemade small batch soaps and body butters and whips.
Wow.
So because I do believe that people need to fully take care of yourselves, both inside
absolutely
and out. So that is Dr. Sherry.
I love that. And you know what? I'm a fan of the Epsom salts. I take the Epsom salt baths several times a week, just bask in it.
Yep.
But those of you who are driving, if you're commuting, please know that when you pull over, when you get to wherever you are, you can always check the links in the show notes to be able to contact Dr. Sherry. So this is a fantastic conversation. I love the vulnerability, the authenticity, the radical self-care. This is definitely an ongoing discussion. And as I always say before I end episodes, please share this episode with someone who might need it. You never know. This could change someone's life. This could save someone's life. You just never know. So I am so grateful to have had this amazing conversation with you, Dr. Sherry, and I hope we can do a part two.
Absolutely. Just let me know.
Yes. Well, I will see you ladies next week, and be sure to subscribe, like, and comment, and I'll see you next Tuesday at 5 a.m. Welcome to the Resilience Unlimited Show, your go-to podcast for empowerment and growth. I'm Coach Dr. Lauren, founder of Resilience Unlimited, inviting you to join our transformative journey each week. This space is specially crafted for high-achieving women, specifically women of color, where we can feel seen, heard, and part of a thriving community. This podcast is your compass for emotional regulation, understanding your purpose, and living unapologetically authentic. Ready to invest in yourself?